In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on choice. Choice is our fundamental freedom. We learn to choose as a baby, first out of physical needs for nourishment and calling attention to discomforts, like an overdue diaper change. Our range of choices greatly expands as we grow into adults, as does our perceived and subconscious needs. Our intellect is enabled to make calculated choices for attaining a future outcome. In this calculation, there are, besides facts, also biases we have accepted as our own through those passed on by our family and those picked up through the daily influence of the media and the public discussion or reaction stimulated by the media outlets. As young adults in our 20s and 30s, we can and do make quick choices, some of which are good for us, and some we wish we could go back and change that choice. We realize through life's lessons that our choices carry consequences, and that making decisions can be risky. Even when all the numbers and facts seem to line up, there is still that uncertainty of reaching one's intended goal. I was fortunate as a student to have met a retired university professor who shared with me how he made choices in his life, 50 years older than I. We met at the war in Vietnam was raging, and I was active in protesting the war. Years of carrying a draft card in my wallet had sparked my conscience to enliven my imagination of being in battle scenarios in which I would be ordered to kill or would do so on my own in a fearful situation with a supposed enemy. My mentor shared the story of his choosing to volunteer for the Kaiser to save Germany and march victoriously with his Kaiser through the enemy France's Arc de Triomphe. He began regretting this choice as he witnessed the basest in men, expressed in rude and selfish ways among the troops. In a trench before the walled city of Verdun, in 1916, a bomb buried him up to his waist. Not knowing if he had legs anymore, he stretched his hand to the sky and screamed, "God save me, and I will serve you as long as I live." He was able to dig himself out, discovered his legs to be whole, and in 24 hours witnessed a feeling of being guided, whether running from shell hole to shell hole, avoiding the hail of missiles, or even in his capture by French Senegalese soldiers who spared him because he could speak French, only later to be instrumental in saving 200 fellow German soldiers' lives being threatened with mustard gas in an underground fortress. I would assist my mentor for 19 years in his writings, and every day he repeated this vow made on the battlefield. It became his North Star. In 1985, in his 90th year, Dr. William Hermans wrote the following poem. My Choice. I am a living prayer. I am the Creator's tool, my new profession on earth. Too long TV's soothsayer made me a mass mind fool of three-dimensional worth. The communists we hate, the terrorists hate us. Can children still have hope? We need our ships and trade. The Russians make red fuss. Will soon our gold elope? Can matter curse? The stars above feed aeons with their crystal light, and we feed war. The cosmic law will doom us to despair and night. Political intelligence will set our planet home ablaze. Salvation comes through intuition, man's only gift of cosmic grace. Intuition speaks. Come east and west, Stop Earth's apocalyptic pregnancy. Stop Adam's ego with its boast. I am the one. I am he. I hope this encourages you to be reflective in your choices so that intuition can be your ally. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via ken@kennethenorton.com and I'll be glad to hear from you. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web together with links referenced here at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.